Thanks for listening to the Jerry Bader Show podcast presented by Amish Furniture Warehouse in the New London area. Check them out today at amishfurniturewarehouse.biz.
Closed captioned for the reality impaired. It's the Jerry Bader Show.
N06. Wow. Are you surprised or not surprised, Earl, by the number of listeners who just are convinced that Eric Thames is cheating? So Thames has a whiz quiz, and the next day his home run streak ends. Coincidence? Oh, my gosh. Yes, it's a coincidence. Maybe, but I will always and forever be jaded on athletes that get better as they get older because of the cheaters before him. I just going 3 for 5. You know what that's? Yeah, that's right now for Eric Thames. That's a slump. 3 for 5.
What a guy in the homer.
He went 3 for 5. I think there's an element of this of people just, I'm going to say this out loud. I think there's envy involved here. We used to root for the underdog.
No, he's cheating.
If it's how we really feel, how do we enjoy sports? I mean, there are people who don't like a feel-good story. I'm just telling you that. I'm not saying it's even necessarily these listeners, but all right, enough on that. I really don't want to beat that to death, but that's just disappointing to me. Now, you know what's going to happen is he's going to test positive. Well, like I said, I'm not going to accuse someone until there's a reason. I'm not going to doubt someone until there's a reason. Playing well in and of itself isn't reasonable suspicion. That's my point. Innocent until proven guilty. How about innocent until accused, even? All right. Speaking of innocent until accused or after accused, Bill O'Reilly's Fox News future is increasingly in peril. I don't have to make radio personnel decisions anymore. That's not my job. I've never had to make one like this. Bill O'Reilly's tenure at Fox News became more in peril Tuesday with the lodging of a new harassment allegation against the O'Reilly Factor host and no apparent end in sight to the advertiser boycott that has undermined his program. Fox News parent company 21st Century Fox will have a board meeting Thursday, and it's believed his fate will be decided there, and it's believed that he's out. But he also has a fixed number settlement. Should this is all built into his contract. There will be no negotiating. From what's being reported, at least, his contract is structured in such a way that if Fox ever feels they need to pull the plug, he gets this amount, and that's it. I don't know what that number is. But there's no negotiating. His contract signed in March has an opt-out clause that will require Fox to pay him a fixed amount, so there wouldn't be a lot of negotiating, most likely. However, Team O'Reilly is not just giving up without a fight here. His representatives, writes the Washington Post, seemed determined to put up a fight before it ever came to that. His attorney, Mark Kasowitz, issued 2 defiant statements Tuesday, both accusing activists and far-left organizations of ganging up on O'Reilly. Kasowitz, who has frequently represented President Trump in his disputes with the news media, responded angrily after another woman alleged Tuesday that O'Reilly had subjected her to abusive treatment when she worked at the network. That woman has remained anonymous, and she was a clerical worker back in 2008. Here is the issue, though, for Fox, and I'm going to set this up, and then I'm going to, what would you do? The Murdoch family, Patriarch Rupert is chairman of Fox News, and sons James and Lachlan, head 21st Century Fox, must decide whether O'Reilly is so badly damaged by the harassment complaints that his value to Fox is permanently diminished. Alternatively, they'll have to assess whether getting rid of him would anger O'Reilly's loyal viewers and perhaps deal a permanent blow to Fox, one of the most lucrative franchises in the family's media empire, because his ratings have not been hurt by this. And his viewers are overwhelmingly conservative. Would they see it as a betrayal? Would they see it as, hey, you got to stand up against the libs. This is all crap. And I don't want to get into the allegations. My, you know, 13 million, five women, I doubt they're all crap. But here's the question that I want to focus in on. Okay, only a few weeks ago, the thought of getting rid of O'Reilly was inconceivable. His show mixes discussion segments with the host's famously pugnacious commentary, was performing better than it has in its 20-year history. The program drew an average of 4 million viewers each night during the first 3 months of the year, a record for the show and most ever for a cable news program. O'Reilly's popularity in turn helped drive Fox News to record ratings and profits. But in early April, the New York Times disclosed O'Reilly and Fox had settled harassment complaints made by women he'd worked with at Fox over the years. Settling five such allegations since 2002, 13 million. Two of the settlements, including one for 9 million, were in 2004. They were widely reported. But the others have been kept secret by O'Reilly, Fox, and the women involved. So he is still drawing huge numbers, but Fox isn't making money on it anymore because advertisers are afraid. That might blow over. It might not. So they are fleeing, and he's, what is he, on vacation, they're calling it? So advertisers are fleeing. They're not getting the return on investment from the ratings. That is advertising revenue. On the other hand, he has huge numbers. And just beyond O'Reilly, will Fox viewers feel betrayed if Fox doesn't support him? And then you have the moral question. Because you have the National Organization for Women and all of those. How can you have a lech like that working for you? So what's the right answer? Should Fox stand by Bill O'Reilly, even though advertisers have run away? Or should they cut him loose, perhaps alienating conservative Fox viewers, which is most Fox viewers? What do you think in 5 minutes? 888-455-1360. 888-455-1360. It's 1014.
Join the Jerry Bader Facebook fan page. Go to jerrybadershow.com.